here in our era, today, we seem to be losing a sense of justice in America. The question is, who's going to be just? Who's going to be valiant for justice's sake? That's a scripture. What's at stake? Right now, the country is at stake. Somebody felt justified to go through all sorts of frauds and machinations, to hook and twist in every way possible the vote of the American people, because the American people might not make the right decision for the world, for the globalists, for the people that want to run the world. And so you might not go along with depopulating the world, which is their plan, down to 500,000. That's the Church of Guidestones, 500,000,000, excuse me. You might not go along with the process they have in mind to depopulate the world. Why? Because they want to do it by freezing you out, cutting off the fuel to you, starving you out, cutting off the food supply, GMO food that screws up your system, medical care that isn't actually care to keep you, it's care to get rid of you. Everywhere you look in society, we're being set up for the big kill. All those people that have been planning this have been doing so, not just for 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years, not even for 20, 30 years. This goes all the way back to the time of the garden. Cain wanted to kill Abel because Satan, his father, was whispering in his ear. He wanted to kill Abel because he was the only direct descendant to Adam. And what was the deal about Adam? Adam was given the earth and all that was in it, and God didn't put any conditions on it at all. How many of you heard people say, why does God allow all this evil in the world? Why does God allow sickness and decay and murder? Why does he do that? A loving, just God wouldn't do such a thing. God gave the earth and all that is in it to us. Adam and his seed inherited the earth. We're the ones that got the earth. If there's sin, if there's evil, if there's decay, if there's injustice, if there's murder, we're the ones that are directed to go fix it, address it, engage it. When Moses got to the Red Sea, and some of you heard the presentation I did the other day over at Flyover Patriots, and then before that with Roseanne Barr, Moses himself got his attention, his direction thrown off. The people were whining and fussing, Moses, Moses, why did you bring us out here to murder us all? Wasn't there enough graves in Egypt? But you had to bring us out here to have us all killed? God is the one that brought the Israelites out to the Red Sea. Not Moses. He brought them there. And they all knew where they were supposed to go, in the promised land where Abraham had sojourned. The problem was they got so fixated on the Egyptians chasing them down, they were looking the wrong direction. They weren't looking to the promised land, they were looking behind them. I'd like my hot rods. I have fast cars. Kind of a fun saying that's out there amongst racers, if it's in my rearview mirror, it doesn't matter, okay? If you have the fastest car, if you think you do. So, where are you guys looking? You watching the rearview mirror or are you looking at the future? This moment isn't aimed at us. You're the true believers. You're here. You understand the messaging that has gone out over this last several years. It's all the people around us that haven't quite figured it out yet, and that are coming of age this second. They're seeing the crises all around the world building up like a huge wall of water to either side. We're in this Red Sea moment. We're looking forward. We're going to the promised land. We understand we have to make a better world for our kids. We have to make a better world for our neighbors. Not our neighbor's keeper, not our brother's keeper, our brother's brother. But not everybody around us, in our families, the people we work with, people that are neighbors, have fully gotten that yet. And so they're experiencing this near-death experience from a different perspective. Even some of the good guys around us haven't quite figured this out yet. And so they're frantic. The country is lost. It's all done. We're history. It's all going to be over any second. And that's just not true. What's actually happening is they're all beginning to wake up, and you know it. You can hear it right now. Doesn't matter where I'm at. People are talking about standing up, making a stand. They're done. They're not going to take it anymore. They're not going to be part of this shutdown of the world anymore. They're giving up. You have isolated pockets like here in Vegas, parts of LA, some other parts of the country where, yeah, you still got to wear the mask like it makes any difference. They want you to get that killer shot, that clot shot for sure. You just got to get it. They'll pay you. They'll entice you. They'll let you work. But the reality is people all over the world are getting ready to shut it all down. Not on their timing, on our timing. You want to shut it down? We'll shut it down. It's been a year on 11-3 since this madness was locked in. But we're the group that's not looking backwards. And we have to lead the way. When they went into the Red Sea, Roseanne talks about the fact that in the Jewish culture, one of the sayings is that the sea didn't start to part until they were up to their noses. And that's the people that were backed into the sea. But think about this. A lot of people were facing the chariots, and they're backing up and backing up, and it's a huge crowd, 2.5 million behind them. You ever seen these rock concerts or something where all the people start pressing, and then you can't get out of the way? It's just a wall of people. So the people at the back, which might be us, are backed up into the sea, and yes, we're up to our noses in this. But what we're also seeing, because we're facing the water, we're looking to the promised land, we're not looking back, is all of a sudden the water's going to recede in front of us, and it's going to start to divide, and we're going through this thing. These events aren't aimed at us. Just like the Red Sea, God wasn't going to wipe out his people. It looked to Pharaoh like they were going to drive him in the sea and drown him. They wouldn't even have to go kill anybody. They'd just push him into the sea. They'd push themselves into the sea, backing up from the threat. They ran harder. They drowned their own. What they didn't understand is the hand of God was right there to move the waters back, begin to pile it up. You got people like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Coach Dave, Ohio Brett, out there with the Christian Revolution. What Coach Dave is talking about, he says, we know where all the money's come from Soros and that crowd. We know where all the, extra efforts coming from with the Facebook crowd and all these other ones trying to
cook the way our world works, twist the conversations, force us down a certain road. It's okay to have to get the shot 5 times, 10 times, whatever. You got to do it, even if it kills you. But the reality is, those people are pushing back against it. They have a plan.
If you put 1 million Christians in the room and they all give $100 each, not everybody can do it, but I guarantee there's 1 million Christians out there that can and are, and they're financing the lawsuits to stop the bullshit with sports figures, doctors, police officers all around the country. They're making a huge effort to travel in the whole country. And they're making an impact. That first Zoom call we did had almost 1 million hits so far. An edited version has about 70 or 80,000 that Jennifer Maddock made the other day. People are getting the message. Even sports stars are backing off and saying, I'm not getting it. Pilots, police officers, firemen, they're going to shut it all down. They're just not going to participate. Those people that do get it, come back and talk to us in 6 months or a year. Who's going to still be able to work, even if you didn't give us a job then? CEOs, college presidents, other sports figures, teachers, chiefs of police, somewhere down the road are going to have to apologize for ever having forced by any mandate or under threat of losing your job anybody to take this hot shot. People are standing up saying no. I've said several times, the number that's needed in society here to keep us from going to civil war is 80%+ consensus. And that be all Trump supporters. But we as a society have to be in agreement. When Satan said that he should be served and looked at on a par with God, he was trying to cause revolution in heaven, a split, a divide. Our country's been close to divide before. We had a civil war over issues. And brothers took up arms against brothers. It was a pretty even split. Throughout the history of the world, it's been about civil war, revolution, brothers taking up arms against brothers. In World War II, the Nazis had the Heil Hitler handout salute. Little known detail is the Satanist Crowley, who was in England, he was consulted by Churchill. Because he knew that the salute had symbology. And the symbology was this domination over the people. That's what that salute was. Dominating, enslaving, controlling the people. What did Crowley, the Satanist, tell Churchill? He said, the way you defeat the strength of that unified hand salute is you come at it with the peace signal, this victory signal. Why? Because it's two, it splits, and it divides them. The devil, even in his own crew, know that dividing, splitting groups, divide and conquer, it's the British way. That's what's being used against us. If we get to 80%+ consensus, like getting the shot, we're not going to accept lies as truth about a vote and look the other way and wait till 2024 or forever to get justice served back up again. We're not going to be divided that way. We're coming together on multiple issues at this Red Sea moment. Right now, people are talking, I've been talking for several weeks, got 500,000 people coming in through Mexico headed for the border. Yesterday, a bunch of them broke through a National Guard group there in Mexico and just charged them heading for the U.S. border. Last week, six days ago, and Victor and I were together Saturday and a bunch of other folks, we flew down to the Mexican border and talked with Sheriff Coe and others there in Kinney County and a bunch of people covering the border about the situation. You know, on the border right now there in Kinney County, it's not unusual. They get about 8 to 10 bodies a day. The county only has 3,200 citizens in it. They got about 300 officers there, but the, you know, their federal officers, FBI, state troopers, etc. The county only has 8 police officers, I think, total. So they haven't gotten up with themselves. How just is it for those people that are dying? If they're going to bring that many people up here, what's happening? They're getting baited up here to come to America. They're getting sold a story. And so they come up here with hope and dreams, and then they get turned into slaves here in America. Because the cell phones that they're given, they have to report in, they have to give a bunch of their wages back to the people that brought them up here. And if they don't, they know who all their relatives are back home. Honduras, Haiti, places in Africa, how do they get here? Chile, Argentina, all these other places. They come up here, and if they don't pay the VIG back to the cartels every month for years to come, if they don't prostitute their kids, a relative back home, the grandma gets her head chopped off. It's horrible. And so when we don't enforce the border up here, it makes it easier for these guys to sell the dream if they can get them in here somehow. They were doing the same thing out there in Africa, baiting people into Syria. They were posting stuff all over the Mideast saying that if they got to Europe, they were going to get all these jobs. Soros and his crew were running it. They're running the ads through places here in Silicon Valley, getting people to come somehow to get into Europe and flood Europe. What were they doing? Drilling holes in the foundation of their society, undermining the tax structure, undermining their social structure, undermining their employment structure. These same globalists are doing that with us here. It's not just kill us with the shots, kill us with the people that the people themselves are in desperate, dire situations. They're dying by the thousands weekly to get here. Dying. They're suffering horrible horrors. The young girls, I was talking with some doctors the other day that treated kids that were brought in. Young girl, 13 years old, has a patch to keep her from getting pregnant. Went and got the shot before that, 13, but the parents wanted her to come up here, and so, but they knew she was going to get raped over and over again. Her brother, because he tried to stop them from raping her too many times, too quickly, too often, tried to stop him. They took a machete and were spanking with the machete, left marks all over his legs. It's gruesome and dire. The people coming up here aren't the worst people in the world. They're victims themselves. But by making it look like an opportunity exists, not enforcing that border, they're being used like a weapon against us. Children always fight the wars. And they're being brought in to undermine our society, to divide us. This is all about dividing us. Even the fight back to January 6th, that was about getting people egged on from our type of groups to get sucked in to participating in this insurrection against the country, occupying Congress so they can't do a vote. Just a brick and mortar building. If they'd actually occupied it, Congress would have gone to one of their hidey holes somewhere, and they'd have still done the vote. You weren't going to stop anything. What we were there to do, and you have to understand what President Trump was thinking. You know that dome on top of the Capitol? The domes on all these buildings? Most people don't know this. The symbology is, it's like a megaphone. When you broadcast, you start with a little part and you broadcast out, it's a big trumpet. In this case, when the people gather, they focus their energies like a megaphone on the Congress, and the Congress has to hear them. The White House has to hear them. Our government has to hear them. That's the symbology of that dome. It's a megaphone to our leaders to listen to what the people have to say. We had 1 million people out there. They weren't listening. And then we had some provocateurs, agent provocateurs, false flag people in there, including from federal agencies, trying to egg you guys on to go in there and occupy it, make a big thing. And what was going to happen if you did occupy it? The policing wouldn't be enough, so the military would have to be brought in, and they'd have a huge spectacle. Some people got upset the other day, and they said, well, Trump should never have asked people to come to that thing. Why did we ask them to come to Washington, D.C.? Well, it would work the other way, because if only a few people had shown up, they'd have been able to pull off the scam, probably. But so many people showed up, so many, you know, I saw them. It's in the movie The Call, Christians in prayer. That was the prayingest group of 1 million people I've ever seen in my whole life. And they were the beginning of the Christian revolutions, Coach Dave and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Ohio Bread talked about. They were the beginning of the Christian revolution. They came to be heard. They didn't come to divide the country. They didn't come to do violence. Okay? They didn't come to start civil war. Why didn't President Trump? Why didn't he sign the Insurrection Act on December 18th when his friends came in and gave him all the good advice? Because he was getting intel that they were not aware of for weeks in the presidential daily brief, telling him that there was a setup and they were going to try and make it look like you guys and others like you were civil war people, wanted to start a war, go home and get your guns out, just waiting to kill somebody, just waiting to shoot it up, misportraying us. President Trump didn't feed us into that. He had everybody show up in prayer, Thanksgiving, singing songs, and they said, go in peace. He didn't start till well after his scheduled start time. They were on a schedule, and he sneaked them. And they went with what they did while he's still talking. Okay? We all saw it. Now even the FBI is having to back off on all these allegations. Badge DEA agent. And they go after him like because he's carrying a gun. He's got text evidence. He's got phone calls. He's got witnesses saying he offered to assist. The guy that's with him is on the payroll of some 3LNR agency trying to egg him into something. It's insane. You're being scammed, played. But all of those scams are starting to come to an end. It took this long to let them play out, fire all their ammo, expending all ammo, trying to make us look like the evil people that they're trying to project us as being. The reality is, I know this crowd. You're a praying crowd. God brought us to the edge of the Red Sea, and we're up to our noses, and you're the ones that are up to your noses in it. And we're going through. We are only a very short time now from the tipping point. And right up to the tipping point, when a tide's moving, it might get down to that shallow spot where it just looks like it's, stopped. But it really hasn't stopped. It's in that flip, reversal moment. Esther talks about the flip all through the book of Esther. That's the whole point of the book of Esther, 17th book of the Bible. We've talked about it numerous times. The boomerang, and it's coming back. What people are complaining to you guys about? Nothing's happening. Nothing's happened.
Yeah, nothing happened in Arizona.
Well, all we did was make sure that how they counted it, we understand. Now, we look at what votes didn't even count in the first place, but they were counted, and we scrape those off and start doing 9 different categories of questionable stuff, every one of them enough to flip the vote. They say nothing's happening. You have firemen, police officers, pilots, military. I sent a video out the other day, 4.5 hours of just service members being asked if they're getting the shot. 4.5 hours, all different ranks. You know what they said? Are you kidding me? No way. Nothing's happening? Lots happening. A lot of people have woken up and they're saying no, they're standing up. We're all standing up, we're going to say no. We can shut this whole thing down without firing a shot. Not on their schedule. Our schedule. We'll push the big red button. We'll shut it down. It's happening right now. You see nothing's happening? Do you see what's going on out in the China Sea, with Taiwan? Racing jets coming in, waves of them, 50, 60 jets at a time, headed for Taiwan, full speed, as though they're about to go bomb it. You know how they treat prisoners in a lot of these locations when they're trying to terrorize them? They take them out every day, a couple times a day, and act like they're going to execute them, put the gun to their head, fire it with a blank. That's what China's doing, terrorizing those people. That's something that's happening. And they might, one of these times, go all the way, and we'd be in it in a hot second. You have a lot of situations like that going on around the country. The other day, Southwest Airlines couldn't get aircraft up in the air because they had a bunch of pilots and crews that said, we're not going to get the shot, and had to do juggling. You had air traffic controllers that did it, put their lives and their careers on the line. We had numerous places where doctors said, well, I guess I'm done then. I'm not going to be part of this. Stuff's happening every day. How many times can people decide that they're going to be one shut it down before the country has reached that tipping point and it won't function anymore? Pretty close. Red October. I've said it before, but it bears repeating.
Yeah.
Message is right here. That's the language of semaphore.
Nobody's telling us what's going on. I don't know what's happening. Nobody's helping us. I'm so lost.
Come on, man. Our signals are being listened to, and you're being shut down in the normal places that you converse. You know what they did in World War II?
Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.